I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel attacked.
This feels like your song today.
I feel attacked.
Poor guy was out till 8:20 last night watching a baseball game.
No, man, I had a long week, man.
That's you basically
know, I
midnight.
Came back. I had to go to the dentist. I gotta get my teeth over.
How the chiclets?
I gotta get some new chiclets, man. I gotta get a root canal in one of the chiclets.
Ooh.
I had a couple meetings I had to go to this week, man. And then Harper's baseball game.
Yeah, and the ice cream man, don't forget about him. Trying to take all your money.
That ice cream man needs his ass whooped, though. Like, seriously, all jokes aside.
Who needs his ass whooped more? Juju Smith-Schuster or the ice cream guy?
I would say the ice cream man.
Yeah?
Hold on. You can't beat up the ice cream guy.
Man, listen.
Leave Mr. Softy alone.
He was out there taking full advantage of parents last night.
That's what they do. They pull up to where kids play.
No. He's the ice cream guy.
Dude.
They play the music. The kids go crazy. That's how he makes a business.
He represents joy and happiness.
If you go and look at my video, Kyle, it's like 30 degrees outside. And he's playing that damn music, and you can hear kids in the background begging for ice cream.
30 feels hyperbolic. It wasn't
okay,
that cold.
Okay, fine. But you know I like the embellished stories.
I know.
And the parents are like, it's too cold for ice cream. He needs his ass whooped because that was it was uncalled for.
You can't beat up the ice cream.
You're pandering. You're pandering at that
this
point.
This is
kind of like part of the ice cream man's job.
Yeah.
But, dude, when it's warm. I mean, like,
it's that music, and you got to drop the dollars.
And then right on cue. Harper walks off the field. He looks right at me and says, Dad, can we get some ice cream?
I knew this is what it was all about.
It's all about his wallet. Yeah.
I ain't got no money. I wasn't lying. I didn't have any money.
Just wait till they drop the Venmo on there. You're screwed. You are screwed.
And then, you know, like, but what I it doesn't work because, like, my daughter's with me now, right?
Yeah.
When she asks for money, the Cash App.
Venmo. It's hard to be cheap these days.
But,
it really
but, you
is.
Know, like when they hit me up, you know, like now when your kids get older and they say, hey, Dad, can I ask you something? I pretend like I don't hear them.
Sorry, your dad's getting old. Not quite hearing the way I used to.
He said, Dad, can I ask you? I said, huh?
Dude, you were a five-year-old dude.
Hey, Kyle. Hey, Dad, huh? I don't understand what you said. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
This is our professional, everyone, and a grown-up every single day. All right, 215-592-9494. We will get to you people coming up in a little bit, and our same-game parlay for the Eagles and the Vikings on Sunday. Do we dare to put Eagles money line in there?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm not sure if we're all on the same page.
Let me look at my parlay line. Let me see what
you work on that.
Now.
Joe in the Northeast is up on some of that Dombrowski press conference. What's up, Joe?
Hey, yeah, Joe, you and Kyle, how you doing?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, Joe.
You know, I want to talk about the Phillies, but I just want to tell you about, remember about pre-draft last year? What did I say about Mr. Cam Scataboo?
You were a big fan. I remember that, Joe. You were on
you
it.
Did, I mean, yeah.
You were on it. Yep.
He's a little hammerhead. He's a little
tank.
Yeah,
what he's got to watch out, though, is trying to punish the defensive players, because he might wind up having a short season. But I mean, yeah, he was talented back there in Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
First I was telling Kyle, you know, Harper, he's not going anywhere because he has the no trade contract. He would have to waive that. He wants to stay in Philadelphia. And then you heard how Dombrowski, you know, tells you that he's going to be kept on first base. So that takes any opportunity to go out and get Alonso. You know, if they're going to get rid of Castellanos, and, you know, he didn't even say anything about Castellanos' knee. You know, he went right to Otto Kemp, said, well, he's got to get some things cleaned out. And, you know, Boehm is probably going to be on the trade block again because Otto Kemp is probably going to be the third base.
Yeah, they like Kemp. You could hear that they think if they gave him enough at-bats, he would hit a little bit. They like him, yeah.
They said about it, the pop in the bat, yep. And, you know, and Boehm. See, I didn't like Boehm the way he came, you know, and said, I hate this effing city. But, you know, I'll tell you, when Boehm doesn't go after the first he was the best hitter in that Dodgers series, followed by Realmuto. I mean, I think in two of those last two games, besides getting some hits, he even walked a couple times.
Well, yeah, they intentionally walked him, yeah, because they wanted to go after Marsh, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, so, I mean, and he hit that one ball deep to center field. They were saying if it was the day before or something, it might have been out. And then, Joe, and, you know, when that umpire, you know, see, again, they could have won game one, the Phillies, and they could have won game four. You know, they had the best record when they scored only three runs because of their great pitching. And again, that was on Thompson. You know, there's no way in game four that you take Sanchez out. You know, the umpire blew that call, right? Mm-hmm. I thought maybe he saw that after the game was over, but he said that right after the pitch to Realmuto,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he apologized. Yeah, yeah.
Well, why didn't he say to the damn batter call, say, hey, you know, I blew, if that pitch is, the next pitch is anywhere close,
no, we
you
can't,
better be, you
yeah,
better
we can't
be
swinging. Do that. He can't just like make up for it and tell everyone.
Well, but I mean, you better believe Call probably heard him say that he blew the pitch. You know what I mean? But
that's the first time Joe laughed.
That's the first time I've ever heard Joe laugh.
We liked your laugh there, Joe. We enjoyed it.
You're usually, you know, all business. I mean,
so he gave the walk up to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave up the hit to Hernandez, and the next hitter was who? Paches.
Yes.
Why didn't he let him face him? And then he would have faced Ohtani instead of walking him when Duran came into the game. And then you had the opportunity. Well, does Sanchez get those two guys out on a minimal amount of pitches?
He might. Yeah.
You know,
his pitch is great.
You take Duran, then you bring Duran in to face Betts, and hopefully you only got the two guys on base with two outs. You know, Sanchez was not going to lose that game.
He was all, no, Joe, he was all, you know, I'm glad, and Joe, good phone call, man. I'm glad you brought up Duran. Has anyone gotten more off the hook in the last week than Johan Duran? Like, it's Kerkering, Thompson, Bryce Hart, again, all these people, right? Now Dombrowski's in the crosshairs. They traded for Duran, right? He was the guy.
Yeah,
He came into the game in an elimination game. He walked the tying run in. I understand I think Topper gave him no margin for error by intentionally walking, you know, Ohtani. But regardless, like, the game is on the line. We traded for you. You're the guy. You've been deemed the best closer in baseball. He walked a run in, and no one has spoken about it in a week. It's pretty wild.
I agree.
I guess because we don't have that much of a history with him. You know, he's the new guy.
Yeah,
but he's supposed to be shut down close.
No, he's supposed to
put the ball in the strike zone.
No, I get that.
I think he must be like, I don't know if he pays attention to this, but like, no one's talking about me. Like, I kind of blew
Teflon.
It. I kind of blew it, and no one said a word about me.
Yeah.
Did anyone even ask the question yesterday about him? Did anyone ask about Duran?
I don't think so.
I don't recall one.
Not in the first one we saw. Not in the first. I don't think they asked Topper either.
I don't think anyone asked about
Yikes.
Him. He blew the save. I mean, like, that happened.
I mean, he sure did, yeah.
I mean, those are facts. He has a blown save next to his name in the biggest game of his Phillies career. But whatever. We'll just yell it about everyone else. Let's go to Sean in Newark. What's up, Sean?
Hi. How you doing, everybody?
Hey, what's up, Sean?
I don't know which one to talk about, the Phillies or the Eagles.
You can talk about both. You pick.
Do what makes you feel good.
All right. Well, the Eagles' point, the Phillies are not going to make me feel good because I feel like they should be world champions this year, and all they had to do is do the same thing the Dodgers are doing, which is ride their starting pitching. You know, the Phillies' starting pitcher never failed them. Even when they used their starting pitching in unorthodox ways, such as putting them in relief, they still came through for them. I mean, Ranger came through in relief. Lazardo came through in relief. You know, Nolo pitching two innings.
Yep.
they literally, the starters came through one, not only came through 100% of the time, they exceeded your expectations for them, which is why it was stupid to take Sanchez out twice, because Sanchez analytics, everybody likes to quote modern analytics. Well, modern analytics show that every time through the order, you get worse. But that's not true with Christopher Sanchez. It's every not. Time through the order, yep. he gets better.
Well, and Sean, and it would be time, yeah, it would be different if they had, like, the way the Dodgers in the first round used Glasnow out of the bullpen and Sasaki. Like, if we had better middle relief, then I can understand it and be okay with it to get the ball to Duran. Sean, we didn't have that. Like, the weakest part of the team was that middle relief with Kirkering up and down. I mean, those guys are unreliable, and we kept going back to them.
It's real simple. You just, your best players are your best chance to be world champions. You know, the Bulls in the 90s didn't take Jordan out every time they got to the fourth quarter to put in the relief guard.
No, like, there was not Bill Wennington really shots in the big moment.
It really does work the same way. The Phillies starters are all-time elite. They're better than the Dodgers starters. The Dodgers are using the Phillies, the formula the Phillies should have used to ride to a World Series.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Championship this year, and if the Phillies had done the same, they would have won a game 1-0. Sanchez has thrown complete games before, and as the analytics show, he gets better the third time through the lineup. They bat 221 against him. That's actually better than Duran the first time through the lineup. So, and Duran should only been used in the ninth inning in his normal role, where he comes in and, you know, 3 outs. That's really what I want from him. I want the starters going all 9 innings, throwing complete games, because they're my only chance to win. And when Sanchez is throwing a shutout, he's actually doing better than prime Sanchez, because prime Sanchez gives up 2 runs in 9 innings. If he's not giving up any, he's actually doing better. He's exceeding his own greatness. So even if he gets diminished a little bit, or even if 2 guys get on base, you're still way better off than going with a 41-year-old guy that hasn't pitched all year and is just rounding himself into shape. It's moronic.
Well, yeah.
And you're a loser. I'm here's the Phillies. That's why. It's that simple. It's not hard. And as far as it hurts, he has had 11 different coordinators in the last 10 years. 4 in college and then 7 in the pros.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's an issue, because every year he's got to mentally get with somebody else, and you're comparing them to guys like Flacco and stuff in their 40s. They're like coaches themselves. Right. You know, they know more than the coaches. They're in their 40s. Hurts every year. It's like every year I got to start over with a new guy.
So, Sean, you're saying facts, and I agree with you. And, Sean, good phone call, and I like the way you had passion in the Phillies. Can I... Everyone says the same thing, but no one is willing to say we have to change it. So everyone that gets upset when Jalen has a new coordinator, are you willing to fire Sirianni for an offensive head coach? Because that's the only way this changes. Like, everyone says this, we complain about it, we get in our feelings about it, and then we're going to do this again next year. Does anyone realize there's no way off this train? We're on it until the end of Jalen and Sirianni's careers together. Sirianni doesn't call the plays. It's not his offense. Mm-hmm. Unless they get a head coach like a Shanahan, McVay, who you pick, Andy, that is, it's his offense. We're going to do this every single year, because if they're good, they become a head coach, right? Steichen became a head coach, Moore became a head coach. If they suck, they get fired. Like, does anyone else see the problem with complaining about this? It's never going to change. So either stop complaining, or we have to fire Sirianni and put an offensive mind in there that will call the plays. There's no other way.
And you know what the unfortunate thing is? That we've only seen this one version. We don't know what it looks like. Well, we could look at when he was in Indianapolis. And what was he, the passing game coordinator or something in Indianapolis?
We're talking about Sirianni. Nick. Yeah. He was offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Well, offensive coordinator. And you know, you hear stories about how he was there. But here is different.
Yeah, right.
And the quarterback is different. And here's the reality of it. Jalen's a decent quarterback. Now, we can argue elite. We can argue special all day. We can argue that all day. No, I'm serious. But he's accomplished. And that's the issue, is that when you talk about the 5 years that Jalen has been in the league, he's a pretty decorated quarterback. Now, we're not going to see whether or not it's Jalen or Sirianni unless something major happens.
Right, and that's why, like,
And that's not going
to
happen.
Again, so then we have to accept this. They're going to have new coordinators, or at some point, they get Sirianni out of here and they hire an offensive mind that calls plays. I don't know anywhere else to fix this.
I'm good with just yelling and screaming about
it. Well, actually, that's...
you
know what?
I mean, that's what we're going to do regardless.
Let's get on Monday, man.
That actually makes the most sense. We'll keep doing it. Let's hear from you people. What are they up to?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I'm so excited, Hugh.
I'm excited to talk to you people.
You should be. They're always, they always have a lot of nice things to say.
They love me.
Terrence in Springfield took to the YouTube chat to tell Big V to keep his name out of his mouth in his phone calls. So we have a new beef.
Right. New beef there.
New beef just dropped, fellas.
Okay. Yep.
What now?
What does that mean? A lot. Everything. Whatever we're yelling about today is what now. What now? I don't know.
I like this one. Let me guess. Eagles this, Phillies that. That does pretty much sum it up.
Yeah. Listen, we had a couple of good pieces of Sixers news today. And Ava hopped in and talked, what is it called? Gritty Zone? Gritty Place? Gritty House. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was about to say something.
Impossible Taco again?
Well, no, I was about to say
Gritty Box. Oh, the Gritty Box.
Gritty Box. That's what it was. Yeah. But I left it
Gritty
alone.
Box, yes.
Was it the Gritty Box?
Yeah.
It was the Gritty Box.
Oh.
Gritty's Box, yeah.
The Impossible Taco. Professionals,
you're going to be okay?
Yes. I'm good.
Okay. None of this matters.
Well, I mean that's your opinion. It all matters to some extent, right?
Yeah, of course. I guess in the grand scheme of things,
in life,
it's just sports. Yeah, you know,
it's just a game. Yeah.
So I can deal with that.
Yep.
Forget about Carson Wentz, guys. He is playing on Sunday. By the way, like he is the opponent.
Yeah, we have to beat him on Sunday. He's gonna be the starting quarterback of the Vikings. And like Hugh said earlier, if we lose to him, there's gonna be hell to pay.
Oh boy, it's gonna be
hell
sick.
To pay.
Yeah, like we didn't pull this out of our rear ends.
You know,
like
I actually would rather not talk about Carson. Right? Well, I did that for a long time.
You better hope things go well on Sunday.
Yep, cross my fingers.
Circuit City, this show is a joke. That was all your fault, you.
I mean, what year are you in?
I couldn't think of
another place where you buy TV. I Best Buy was not in my... I wasn't thinking Best Buy.
So, but when was the last time you were in it? Obviously, they were struggling for a while when they closed down in 2009. I don't think anyone has been to a Circuit City in 24 years.
You totally dated yourself with Circuit City.
Yeah, I did. Circuit City used to be big, though.
Sure it did.
Like the appliances and stuff.
Yep, Radio Shack and all that.
Yeah. Now you get all that stuff online.
I loved going to Radio Shack when I was a kid.
I just like how the conclusion was this show is a joke.
I mean,
we did hit Circuit City early in the show.
Very early in the show.
It was like the first segment. We got to Circuit City.
I was trying to make a point.
Once in a while, I think we try to cover up for each other when one of us makes an error. Yeah. I was like, I can't let Circuit City go. I mean, like, everyone knows that's not a place anymore.
Yeah, Circuit City.
He has had a hell of a day today. Just three nobodies talking sports.
Subtext
of the show.
Yeah, sounds like basically every show on the station.
And Hugh's not a nobody.
No. Not
you and I.
We're nobodies.
Nobodies. Yeah. For sure.
You know what Reggie Jackson said? They don't boo nobodies, though.
They don't boo nobody. And they don't text people. They don't go out of their way to text nobodies either.
Mm-mm.
Yep. Don't know who this one is about, but wow, .. What an ass.
Probably me.
I was going to say me, but okay. Me.
I was thinking me.
You know
I
what?
Mean, look.
We're all, to me, that means we're being accountable then. Yep. I like that.
I want Hugh escorted out of the studio instantly.
That was my burner. I typed that one in.
That one could have also been about the Circuit City thing. I mean,
how funny would
people,
we have
did, one... people did not like that for some reason.
Yeah, because it was like, what the hell are you talking about, old man? What are you doing?
How funny would it be if one of us actually was escorted out during a show?
I mean, I've been escorted out of a building before.
On air? Not on air. Is that when you wore your suit?
Yeah, they escorted me out of ESPN. It's time to go.
Now, you weren't being disorderly. It was more like just a
no, just to let you know
just the formality. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just not the case I wanted to set it off. You know what I mean? It's like one of the ones where you know, they take the key. Hey, drop that key card off, brother.
Just in case you weren't going to go quietly.
Yeah.
Were you
yeah.
friendly with the escort out of the building? Like the police escort?
Yeah, I mean,
escort?
At that point, I was just like, damn, I got fired. Being fired and escorted out the building, that's not a power move.
No, especially when you wore your suit.
I gotta say, I very much enjoy working with both of you guys. It would be amazing to see one of you get escorted out of the studio.
It would cost a lot of buzz for the show.
I'm not gonna go quietly. I'm cussing somebody out.
somebody can take one for the team. I mean,
I'm gonna cuss somebody out.
It might be a good off-season bit. Hugh gets escorted out of here.
No, why I gotta get escorted? Why can't you go?
Fine, I'll do it. I'll take one for the team.
Also, not
to go home early.
Not a bit.
Not real.
No, I think Kyle would crash out. If they escorted Kyle out, Kyle would be the worst.
Oh, I would cause a scene. Yeah, I'm not going quietly.
I've already had my 15 minutes. I'm good.
All right, I guess it has to be me. I'll do it. All right, I'll be the one.
Hugh Douglas is preaching nonsense.
Every single day.
That is right.
I mean, that literally is every segment of every show.
Evergreen.
Yep. Welcome to the show.
What are you talking about?
Hugh Huglis. I like that one.
I'm just saying, it's just kind of weird. People rolling up on you that you just met putting their arms around.
No, he didn't roll up on you. Hold on.
He did roll up on you.
Rolling up means like out of nowhere. He was in the same room as us.
He was in the same room and he came and they said, hey, take a picture. Then he put his arm. I'm like, hold up.
He sucker punched you, Hugh.
No, I'm saying, and I was like, hold up, dog. We don't know each other like that.
He was asked to take a picture with
you. And then he shook my hand. I mean, they were great people, nice people, until the little fella rolled up on me trying to hug me.
And we are excited to go to the Deco Food Hall on Wednesday. Yes.
They probably won't be excited now after this. But the food was great.
You think the little fella's going to be there to welcome it?
Oh, yeah, I'll probably get some dirty looks.
Yeah, I will suggest a photo as soon as we get there.
Won't be the first time. Nope. Won't be the first time.
Hugh is like on these remotes, like, he was like a proverbial bull in a china shop. Like, he comes at people, dude.
Yeah, they hate to see me coming, man. I mean, but I'm saying I was told to be myself.
Like the guy doing
that was the problem.
They just told me
Remember
myself.
The guy doing the mic check at CIO that I was getting annoyed with?
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute.
And then you cursed on the air.
No, I'm just like, dog, how many mic checks you got to do? It's one thing to be in this space and not know about the mic check.
It was very annoying.
But you doing a mic check every 5 minutes. And I'm like, dog, is that enough? Yep. Are you done?
It was a lot.
It really worked that you were the one that said something.
Yeah,
because if it was me, he would have kept doing the mic check. Yeah.
He would have continued.
He kind of shut up as soon as you said something.
I'm a professional.
He stopped immediately.
Yeah. I'm a professional, though, man. Yep. And I'm not a bully. See, now you're trying to paint like, I'm not a bully, even though I've been painted as a bully.
No, you just got annoyed and you put an end to it, which I appreciate.
I'm just nonsensical. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know.
Totally nonsensical with Circuit City. Go ahead.
All right, a few more here. Sorry. Because we got to do this parlay. Hugh, quote, I'm a professional Douglas. Unquote, learning how to push buttons is a 5-alarm fire.
Y'all shouldn't have showed me how to do that. It's about to go down.
But you kind of did it on your own and hung up on Ron.
Yep.
That's why I quit touching it, because I'm like, I can hang up on people.
Again, one of my favorite Ron phone calls we've ever had. An update to the Uber thing that I mentioned earlier.
Wait, what happened?
Okay.
There's another you person who claims to have been picked up by Hugh Douglas in an Uber.
Do you
believe
them?
Last month. I don't know. I don't know if I believe any of these people.
Well, this would be a weird thing to make up. I mean, there's some detail to this with the jersey and the photo of him when he was younger. I buy it.
Also, we deal almost exclusively in bullcrap. So.
We do, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, look.
You know what? We're going to be in Wilmington on Wednesday. Maybe I can call for an Uber. Imagine if Hugh Douglas picked me up from the remote with you. That would be a story.
We just begun peeling the letters.
Oh, yeah. This will go on for a while. All right. Let's put together a little parlay here before we say goodbye and hand it to the afternoon show. All right. Same game parlay, the Eagles and the Vikings on Sunday. Normally we do Eagles money line.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, but I don't know.
You don't know you want to do it? Okay, yeah, we'll stay away from that.
Let's stay away from that. Oh, let's do some props.
Do that in your own part, though.
Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown?
I'm with that.
All right, we're usually with that. How about Saquon Barkley? Over under is 73.5 yards. Is this the week, Kyle?
Vikings can't stop the run, so
I'd like to think.
Boy, that prop is going lower and lower. It's only 73.5. Let's go over on that. I think we kind of just have to go Justin Jefferson over 83.5 yards, don't we?
I don't want to, but I pick up what you put there.
They're going to
get him on a dory at some point in the game. Yeah. And then I don't see many points, Hugh, with the way the Eagles' offense is right now and Carson Wentz on their side. How about an under of 43.5 points? You like that?
That sounds pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Barkley over 73.5 yards. Justin Jefferson over 83.5 yards. A Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. And an under of 43.5 points on the game. That comes out to a 17-1 parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Let's do it. You guys have yourself a great rest of your Friday and weekend.
Come on, Hugh.
We will talk to you on Sunday for the pregame show. Hugh, I need a guarantee. Eagles winning
guarantee.
On Sunday?
We're winning this game. Go Birds! We're
no
getting
doubt.
Back. We're getting off the schneid. And we're getting ready to go to California.
Oh, for the Super Bowl.
And you're taking a nap.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah, he's out. We'll talk to you Sunday for the pregame. Afternoon show next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.